But the Lord thy God shall deliver them unto thee, and shall destroy them with a mighty destruction until they be destroyed. They shall be burnt with hunger, and devoured with burning heat and with bitter destruction. I will also send the teeth of beasts upon them, with the poison of serpents of the dust. And it was so, that after they had carried it about, the hand of the Lord was against the city with a very great destruction. And he smote the men of the city, both small and great, and they had emerods in their secret parts. So they sent and gathered together all the lords of the Philistines and said, Send away the ark of the God of Israel, and let it go again to his own place, that it slay us not and our people. For there was a deadly destruction throughout all the city. The hand of God was very heavy there. And he said unto him, Thus saith the Lord, Because thou hast let go out of thy hand a man whom I appointed to utter destruction, therefore thy life shall go for his life, and thy people for his people. Wherefore he did evil in the sight of the Lord, like the house of Ahab, for they were his counselors after the death of his father to his destruction. And the destruction of Ahaziah was of God by coming to Joram. For when he was come, he went out with Jehoram against Jehu the son of Nimshi, whom the Lord had anointed to cut off the house of Ahab. But when he was strong, his heart was lifted up to his destruction, for he transgressed against the Lord his God, and went into the temple of the Lord to burn incense upon the altar of incense. For how can I endure to see the evil that shall come unto my people, or how can I endure to see the destruction of my kindred? Thus the Jews smote all their enemies with the stroke of the sword, and slaughter, and destruction, and did what they would unto those that hated them. Thou shalt be hid from the scourge of the tongue, neither shalt thou be afraid of destruction when it cometh. At destruction and famine thou shalt laugh, neither shalt thou be afraid of the beasts of the earth. His strength shall be hunger-bitten, and destruction shall be ready at his side. How oft is the candle of the wicked put out, and how oft cometh their destruction upon them? God distributeth sorrows in his anger. His eyes shall see his destruction, and he shall drink of the wrath of the Almighty, that the wicked is reserved to the day of destruction. They shall be brought forth to the day of wrath. Hell is naked before him, and destruction hath no covering. Destruction and death say, We have heard the fame thereof with our ears. Upon my right hand rise the youth, they push away my feet, and they raise up against me the ways of their destruction. Howbeit he will not stretch out his hand to the grave, though they cry in his destruction. Is not destruction to the wicked, and a strange punishment to the workers of iniquity? For it is a fire that consumeth to destruction, and would root out all mine increase. For destruction from God was a terror to me, and by reason of his highness I could not endure. If I rejoiced at the destruction of him that hated me, or lifted up myself when evil found him, let destruction come upon him at unawares, and let his net that he hath hid catch himself. Into that very destruction let him fall. But thou, O God, shalt bring them down into the pit of destruction. Bloody and deceitful men shall not live out half their days, but I will trust in thee. Surely thou didst set them in slippery places. Thou castest them down into destruction. Loving kindness be declared in the grave, or thy faithfulness in destruction. Thou turnest man to destruction, and sayest, Return, ye children of men, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies. When your fear cometh as desolation, and your destruction cometh as a whirlwind, when distress and anguish cometh upon you. Wise men lay up knowledge, but the mouth of the foolish is near destruction. The rich man's wealth is his strong city, the destruction of the poor is their poverty. The way of the Lord is strength to the upright, but destruction shall be to the workers of iniquity. He that keepeth his mouth keepeth his life, but he that openeth wide his lips shall have destruction. In the multitude of people is the king's honor, but in the want of people is the destruction of the prince. Hell and destruction are before the Lord, how much more then the hearts of the children of men? Pride goeth before destruction, and an haughty spirit before a fall. He loveth transgression that loveth strife, and he that exalteth his gate seeketh destruction. A fool's mouth is his destruction, and his lips are the snare of his soul. Before destruction the heart of man is haughty, and before honor is humility. It is joy to the just to do judgment, but destruction shall be to the workers of iniquity. For their heart studieth destruction, and their lips talk of mischief. Hell and destruction are never full, so the eyes of man are never satisfied. Open thy mouth for the dumb in the cause of all such as are appointed to destruction. The destruction of the transgressors and of the sinners shall be together, and they that forsake the Lord shall be consumed. For yet a very little while, and the indignation shall cease, and mine anger in their destruction. Howl ye, for the day of the Lord is at hand. It shall come as a destruction from the Almighty. I will also make it a possession for the bittern, and pools of water. And I will sweep it with a besom of destruction, saith the Lord of hosts. My heart shall cry out for Moab. His fugitives shall flee unto Zoar and Hepher of 3 years old. For by the mounting up of Luhith with weeping shall they go it up. For in the way of Horonaim they shall raise up a cry of destruction. In that day shall 5 cities in the land of Egypt speak the language of Canaan, and swear to the Lord of hosts. One shall be called the city of destruction. In the city is left desolation, and the gate is smitten with destruction. For thy waste and thy desolate places and the land of thy destruction shall even now be too narrow by reason of the inhabitants, and they that swallowed thee up shall be far away. These 2 things are come unto thee. Who shall be sorry for thee? Desolation and destruction, and the famine and the sword. By whom shall I comfort thee? Their feet run to evil, and they make haste to shed innocent blood. Their thoughts are thoughts of iniquity. Wasting and destruction are in their paths. Violence shall no more be heard in thy land, wasting nor destruction within thy borders. But thou shalt call thy walls salvation, and thy gates praise. Set up the standard toward Zion. Retire, stay not, for I will bring evil from the north, and a great destruction. Destruction upon destruction is cried, for the whole land is spoiled. Suddenly are my tents spoiled, and my curtains in a moment. O ye children of Benjamin, gather yourselves to flee out of the midst of Jerusalem, and blow the trumpet in Tekoa, and set up a sign of fire in Beth-Hakkerem. For evil appeareth out of the north, and great destruction. Let them be confounded that persecute me, but let not me be confounded. Let them be dismayed, but let not me be dismayed. Bring upon them the day of evil, and destroy them with double destruction. Egypt is like a very fair heifer, but destruction cometh. It cometh out of the north. A voice of crying shall be from Horonaim, spoiling and great destruction. For in the going up of Luhith continual weeping shall go up. For in the going down of Horonaim the enemies have heard a cry of destruction. A sound of battle is in the land, and of great destruction. A sound of a cry cometh from Babylon, and great destruction from the land of the Chaldeans. Mine eyes do fail with tears. My bowels are troubled. My liver is poured upon the earth for the destruction of the daughter of my people, because the children and the sucklings swoon in the streets of the city. Fear and a snare is come upon us, desolation and destruction. Mine eye runneth down with rivers of water for the destruction of the daughter of my people. The hands of the pitiful women have sodden their own children. They were their meat in the destruction of the daughter of my people. When I shall send upon them the evil arrows of famine, which shall be for their destruction, and which I will send to destroy you, and I will increase the famine upon you, and will break your staff of bread. Destruction cometh, and they shall seek peace, and there shall be none. I will also vex the hearts of many people when I shall bring thy destruction among the nations, into the countries which thou hast not known. Woe unto them, for they have fled from me. Destruction unto them, because they have transgressed against me. Though I have redeemed them, yet they have spoken lies against me. For lo, they are gone because of destruction. Egypt shall gather them up, Memphis shall bury them. The pleasant places for their silver, nettles shall possess them. Thorns shall be in their tabernacles. I will ransom them from the power of the grave. I will redeem them from death. O death, I will be thy plagues. O grave, I will be thy destruction. Repentance shall be hid from mine eyes. Alas for the day of the Lord is at hand, and as a destruction from the Almighty shall it come. But thou shouldest not have looked on the day of thy brother in the day that he became a stranger. Neither shouldest thou have rejoiced over the children of Judah in the day of their destruction. Neither shouldest thou have spoken proudly in the day of distress. Arise ye and depart, for this is not your rest. Because it is polluted, it shall destroy you, even with a sore destruction. And men shall dwell in it, and there shall be no more utter destruction. But Jerusalem shall be safely inhabited at the strait gate. For wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat. Because strait is the gate, and now destruction and misery are in their ways. What if God, willing to show his wrath, and to make his power known, endured with much long-suffering the vessels of wrath fitted to destruction, to deliver such an one unto Satan for the destruction of the flesh, that the spirit may be saved in the day of the Lord Jesus? For though I should boast somewhat more of our authority, which the Lord hath given us for edification, and not for your destruction, I should not be ashamed. Therefore I write to these things, being absent, lest being present I should use sharpness according to the power which the Lord hath given me to edification and not to destruction, whose end is destruction, whose God is their belly, and whose glory is in their shame, who mind earthly things. For when they shall say, peace and safety, then sudden destruction cometh upon them, as travail upon a woman with child, and they shall not escape, who shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord, and from the glory of his power. But they that will be rich fall into temptation and a snare, and into many foolish and hurtful lusts, which drown men in destruction and perdition. But there were false prophets also among the people, even as there shall be false teachers among you, who privily shall bring in damnable heresies, even denying the Lord that bought them, and bring upon themselves swift destruction, as also in all his epistles, speaking in them of these things, in which are some things hard to be understood, which they that are unlearned and unstable wrest, as they do also the other scriptures, unto their own destruction.